to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. It's because of Nora Ephron that this phrase is forever burned in our collective consciousness.
I'll have what she's having.
Writing When Harry Met Sally got her an Oscar nomination, she'd get three in her lifetime, but she never won. She did, however, win over the hearts and minds of millions with romantic comedies like Sleepless in Seattle, which she wrote and directed.
It's you.
Ephron wrote 15 movies, directed 8. She married 3 times. Her second husband was journalist Carl Bernstein. For more than 20 years, she's been married to Goodfellas and casino writer Nicholas Pileggi. Ephron was 71.
That's entertainment reporter Jason Nathanson commenting on the life and legacy of Hollywood writer and producer, director Nora Ephron, who passed away this week from complications in her 6-year battle with leukemia. She was 71. The death of Nora Ephron, number 10 on this week's Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into the countdown for the week ending Friday, the 29th of June. We'll review all of the top 10 hits in talk radio this week as determined by the staff at Talkers.com. They monitor talk radio programs all across the country each week to determine this list. Number 9 item on the countdown is the preview to the Summer Olympics. Talk host Phil Cienciola and Reggie Riso talked about the game still being almost a month away, but that hasn't stopped McDonald's from starting their advertising, in addition to building the largest McDonald's in the world right near the Olympic Village in London.
McDonald's a big sponsor at the Olympics. The McDonald's at the London Olympic Park is supersized, but not, its critics say, super healthy. And it's funny to me, isn't it? I don't care how many salads they make at McDonald's, I still say people don't go to McDonald's to get a salad. I think McDonald's, I think fast food, burgers, fries, not exactly a... You know, reminds me of the Belushi. Remember the Belushi bit, the old Saturday Night Live Belushi bit, the Olympic bit, when Belushi was training on little chocolate donuts?
The breakfast of champions, yeah. Smoking a cigarette, drinking a coffee, right. Eating donuts.
Yeah. I train with little chocolate donuts. The fast food giant, a top Olympic sponsor with exclusive rights to sell branded food products inside the venue, said its two-story restaurant at the Games is going to be the biggest and the busiest in the world, seating 1,500 diners and serving up to 14,000 people a day at the Olympics. But despite complaints by British doctors, the food choices at the Olympics are largely identical to McDonald's fare around the world. Big Macs, milkshakes, fries, chicken nuggets, it's all there. Nothing but little chocolate donuts, though. The only addition to the menu, they're going to do iced fruit smoothies, which haven't yet been introduced in other British McDonald's, by the way. The Academy of Royal Medical Colleges recently said that having McDonald's sponsor the Olympics sends the wrong message. The group also criticizes London Olympic organizers for accepting sponsorships from Coca-Cola, Heineken, the official drinks sellers at the Games.
I don't see that being the wrong message. The Olympics to me is all about sponsors. It doesn't matter what kind.
McDonald's says it is offering its menu mainstays of burgers and fries along with healthier options because people enjoy the familiarity. Yeah, there's something to be said for that. How much figgy pudding can you eat? How much slam stew and figgy pudding can you eat, really? Sometimes if you're in another country, you just want a good old-fashioned hamburger. McDonald's says it's offering the mainstay of burgers and fries alongside healthier options because people enjoy the familiarity. It also prints out calorie information per item on its menu boards. Anybody really read that? Who cares? You're at a McDonald's.
I do sometimes when I'm waiting for a line, I'll look at it
And then you order it anyway? Yeah, and then you order it anyway, right? McDonald's will bring in 2,000 of its best staffers to run 4 outlets at the Olympics venue.
Is there a competition for this?
What do you mean?
To get to be in the 2,000 of the best staffers? Did they have like them run like Olympic things?
Maybe they should have. Yeah, the McDonald's Olympics. Yes. Who can wrap the burgers the fastest, stuff like that.
Take the quickest order.
Right. Ride the fries fastest. And, you know, package them up. So they'll have the flagship, that huge flagship, which I told you about. There'll be another one for spectators. There'll be one in the Athletes Village, and there'll be a 4th McDonald's. I'm sure this will go over big in a media center.
That one will probably make the most money.
Well, fat reporter type sitting around eating Big Macs all day.
Up next on the countdown, Jerry Sandusky, the Middle East in turmoil, and the Colorado wildfires in the focus next on the Talk Radio Review.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Talk radio and hot hits, listening to Spoken Word Formatics, brings us around to number 8. Countdown number 8 item is the aftermath of the Jerry Sandusky trial. Here's host David Bloomquist talking to Penn State alumni Lance Mayo, who played football for Joe Paterno and Jerry Sandusky. He has a reaction, as you might imagine, to the guilty verdict.
Tell me about your emotions, your thoughts, starting with the day this first came up, when the accusations first surfaced against him. How did you feel? I mean, I'm sure it was, there's no way this could be true. Did they change towards the middle? Now at the end, just kind of run through the gamut here for me.
Well, I had heard before that somebody had made an accusation against him. So the first thought was that somebody was trying to get some money out of him. You know, and then when the indictment came down and there was 50-some things, it was like a gut punch. It was just, you know, I was flabbergasted. I couldn't believe it. And then I was talking to Buttle and a couple other guys that, you know, I played with at Penn State at noon. You know, we were all shocked. But, you know, we're all the same mind. And, you know, anytime you touch a kid, and I think after the first couple weeks, you know, if this really did happen, then we all thought the same way. You know, the guy needs to be shot, no matter how much we liked him and how much of an effect he had on us in football. You know, you can't be that way. And it was just, it became disgusting at a certain point where it was just, there's nothing you could do, but my God, it's unbelievable.
Where were you when the verdict came down, when you first heard that he was guilty?
I was at home.
What were your thoughts?
I'm glad it's over. And after just reading snippets of it, because I refuse to follow it. But I read a story here or there, and it just, you know, he get what he deserves. I mean, if he did all that stuff and they found him guilty of it, then Yeah, he needs to be punished.
Up to number 7 on the countdown, what's going on in the Middle East? Here's radio host Jane Foy talking to Middle East correspondent Edward Uranian about the problems Egypt's president-elect is already having with the Egyptian military.
The president-elect, Mohamed Morsi, is supposed to take the oath of office, possibly before their Supreme Court, the Egypt Supreme Constitutional Court. Normally, a president takes the oath of office in front of parliament. Parliament was dissolved by the army. And it just keeps getting more and more confusing.
Yes, there's a very definite tug of war going on between the president-elect and the ruling military council. The president-elect would like to take office in front of the parliament, which, as you say, was dissolved. But it doesn't look like there's going to be any change on that front. Mr. Morsi, the president-elect, had some of his supporters out in the center of the city. They continue to camp out in Tahrir Square, but they're very small in number. I mean, maybe last night you could see several thousand, but during the day there are certainly less than a couple hundred. So I don't think he's going to win that particular tug of war.
So the country now has a president-elect, and they have a ruling military council, but they don't have a Congress. They don't have parliament. Where do these people go, and will they ever reconvene so they have maybe two factions of government?
Well, I suspect that the goal is to have another election. To be perfectly frank with you, after watching a number of sessions of that parliament on TV, one would get a little bit worried listening to some of the things they say. You know, they want to have Sheikh Omar Abdul Rahman released. He's the blind sheikh who's in a U.S. prison for a 1993 terror attack against the World Trade Center, not the 2001 attack, but the one before that. And they also would like to have the U.S. ambassador expelled, or at least that was one of the discussions that was held on the floor. And, you know, if you look around, they just about three-quarters of them have long woolly beards, and there are very, very few women in that parliament. So it's an Islamic fundamentalist party. I think they have about 70% of the seats, the Islamic fundamentalists, between the Muslim Brotherhood and the Salafists, who are really extreme fundamentalists. So, I mean, I think Egyptian society is pretty much divided about what to do at this point. You know, the election was won by 52% to 48%, so I guess the argument is, do we have a mandate for a major societal change? And I think that's what the Islamic fundamentalists want.
Number 6 on our countdown, the wildfires going on this week in Colorado. In a talk radio interview, the Red Cross's Dan Halliburton talked about the incredible scope of these fires. Now most of the people who are currently in Red Cross shelters have no idea if their homes are still standing.
There is a surreal element to the fact that the fires are on the mountain ridges, and really there's very little access by the press or even humanitarian organizations, because the job right now is to get in there and get the fires out. They're not safe areas to be. So you kind of see all this kind of happening from afar, and think about the impact of that of the people that are in our Red Cross shelters who really don't know what's happened to their homes. Their home could be destroyed. Their home could be fine. I talked to a waitress this morning at a restaurant. She lived in a neighborhood that was evacuated, and she is fine, and she happened to know that. But there are others who come away from this, and they have no idea what has happened to their home. We're talking about numbers in the range of 30,000. You know, those are some fairly rough numbers, I think, but, you know, those seem to be fairly well vetted. You know, I've heard a number that's about 18,000 homes. That maybe is a number that helps people kind of get the idea of how large an area has been evacuated. And then I think as the days go on, we'll start to understand the impact of how many homes were actually lost.
Up next, the ongoing financial crisis in Europe and the contempt vote in Congress. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The hot hits in talk radio, we've got them every weekend at this time. I'm Doug Steffen. Number five on the countdown, the Eurozone financial situation. On CNBC, financial analyst Michel Girard and Bill Blaine talked about Italy being the next European country to face huge economic problems.
If we have no major steps taken this weekend, do you expect that it once again will see the 10-year for Italy trading above where Spain is?
I have a horrible sneaking suspicion that that 6.26 will have a much higher second number on it next week, that we're going to see a rising Italian yield.
Is it the 10-year? Actually, should we be looking at the short end even more closely?
We saw earlier this week that the short-term Italian options almost doubled in yield. Not quite doubling, but a severe increase in yield. I think we may see more of that coming. And, of course, that will hit Italy as well.
Now, Phil, we were discussing this earlier. I was in Italy yesterday. They don't think they should be in this position. The situation in Italy is so different than Spain and certainly Greece. What do you think, though?
Well, of course, if you're an Italian politician or an Italian Treasury spokesman, you are going to say, why are we being pilloried? Look at all the good things. Our bond market is largely domestic, so we don't need to worry about the fact that foreign investors are no longer buying VTPs. We have a small budget surplus. Ha! Stuff right. And nonsense, I say to you, Michelle. Does not matter. The fact is the market has very little certainty in Italy just now. And the reasons for that are long-term and they're structural. It's about the fact that Italy, over the last 10 years, has posted a growth rate that makes Zimbabwe look a high performer. We've got a political structure that is completely non-functional. Since the new government came in, almost nothing has been done to restructure or reform the economy. And it does look now that the Italian banks are sitting on that lucrative cash and no longer investing it in the bond market.
So number four on the countdown, the contempt of Congress vote. That's next year. Attorney General Eric Holder on the hot seat. Host Bob Franz and Glenn Forbes talking about this historic vote in the House. But for the first time, the Attorney General of the country has been held in contempt of Congress.
For the first time in the history of this nation, the Attorney General of the United States has been held in contempt of Congress. Yes. The House has voted to hold Eric Holder in contempt. And this is all related, of course, to his refusal to turn over documents that were requested and then subpoenaed by the House subcommittees on Fast and Furious, the gun-running operation that directly led to the death of Brian Terry. And that many believe, and this is what the investigation was for, was an attempt to reach for more power when it comes to gun control in this country, trying to put weapons in the hands of some of the Mexican cartels that were then going to use them to kill Americans and funnel them up here and then say, we need gun control. He refused
to acknowledge his own familiarity with the program, even though there were scores of emails that showed that he did indeed know about it ahead of time. He denied that, so they said, well, then we need to dig further, turn over these documents. He refused, and today Eric Holder has been voted to be held in contempt, criminal contempt of Congress.
The 255-67 vote, marking the first time in American history the head of the Justice Department has been held in contempt by Congress. Almost every House Republican backed the measure, along with 17 Democrats. A large number of Democrats, including members of the Congressional Black Caucus and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, surprise, surprise, walked off the House floor in protest and refused to participate in the vote. Now, the next step, the criminal contempt charge refers the dispute to the District of Columbia U.S. Attorney Ronald Machen, who will decide whether to file charges against Holder. However, Machen is an Obama appointee who ultimately answers to Holder.
Wow. So he answers to the man. He answers to the man that he has to decide whether to file charges against. This is a cartoon. I mean, seriously, it's a cartoon.
The contempt of Congress vote, fourth most talked about item this week in the talk radio topic world. So let's start at number 10 again, recapping. Death of Nora Ephron is 10. Summer Olympics, 9. Jerry Sandusky trial, 8. Middle East turmoil, 7. Colorado wire fires are 6. Let's see, financial crisis in Europe is 5. And number 4 is the contempt of Congress vote. So that leaves us with numbers 3, 2, and 1. And they'll be coming up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
With a consumer health update from NSF International, I'm Bill Crawford. The recently released Consumer Confidence Report on Drinking Water Safety and Quality provides information on your water supply. Rick Andrew with NSF International explains.
Consumer confidence reports are issued annually before July 1st and provide detailed information on the source, quality, and treatment of your drinking water. They're distributed through local water utilities and can help you make informed decisions about your water quality needs.
NSF is a global public health and safety organization that develops nationally recognized standards for drinking water-related products and certifies products to those standards. Andrew adds,
although we don't make product recommendations, we have a free list of tested and certified products online. NSF has a professional who can answer your questions on water quality and water filters if you choose to treat your water.
For tips on improving the quality of your tap water, visit nsf.org or call 888-9-
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. Guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. 206-2237.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back in. This is the show overviewing the weekend ending Friday, June 29th, as far as the hot hits in talk radio are concerned. And the Supreme Court ruling on Arizona's immigration laws, number 3. Host David Bowes with Ed Whalen from the Ethics and Public Policy Center. They talk about how both sides seem to view this immigration ruling as a victory.
Overall, how would you frame the Supreme Court decision? Is Brewer just trying to make the most of a bad situation for her? Was it a complete loss for the Arizona side of things, or does she have some ground to stand on?
Well, whether it's a victory or a loss, I suppose, depends on the particular context in which you're fighting. So I'm not going to second-guess Governor Brewer if she sees a victory here. What I will say is, in the grander scheme of things, I don't see a victory. If this is a victory, I wonder what a loss would look like. In short, the opinion leaves very little leeway for states to take measures to fill in where the federal government isn't doing its job in enforcing the existing immigration laws. Justice Scalia spells it out at length in his dissent. And, you know, the fact that this one provision that, for whatever reason, drew a lot of attention was left in operation doesn't strike me as that meaningful. Let me add, too, all the court said is it didn't think it could be enjoined at this time. Perhaps it could be construed in a very limited way, and who knows what might happen down the road. Hardly a ringing endorsement.
Is it just me, or did it seem to me, and I might have been misreading this, but that the Obama administration was kind of doubling down on its proclamation earlier that it was basically going to declare their own version of the DREAM Act into existence by now saying that they're also not going to accept calls from Arizona police if they call them about certain people who are caught who are in the country illegally?
Well, I read something about that. It seems awfully strange that they're not going to use their existing authorities to try to enforce the immigration laws effectively. But, of course, we see that in area after area. So, look, I think what's going on here is a lot of political stunts on the part of the Obama administration. And this ruling may enable them to think they can get away with more.
Do the stunts work, in your opinion? I understand that you're focused on the legality of things, but the Obama administration is probably focused right now on you know, regardless of whether or not they have the legal authority to do it, even if it gets overturned, they get political credit for trying, among some. How do you see it?
Well, I'm no elections expert. Obviously, their political folks think that they can pander to certain people and that somehow there's an upside in not enforcing the existing laws. I would think there'd be a downside for a lot of people with that, but maybe they think they can thread that needle and get away with it.
Let's take a moment for some talk radio caller reaction to the Supreme Court's ruling on Arizona's immigration law.
The politicians in this country are all lawyers and big business people. There's not an average person in this Congress or Senate that are up for the people. They're all for themselves. They get in there. They work for their retirement. They lock their retirement in, and they don't care about us. And I think until we vote them out and get some average people in there, I think this country is in real trouble. Both parties are dictators, and they control their people coming in. Everybody goes in there with the idea that they're going to do something for this country, and they all fall right into place. It's going on too long and needs to be changed.
The Republican Party, going back to Ronald Reagan, used illegal immigration as a way to get voters. Plus, if you look at the state of Texas, you had 12 years of the Bush family running the country. That's where most of your problems come from. And they bring them people in there so they can work for $8 an hour, no benefits. Like I said, they use it for the voting base. And so far in Arizona, that was one of the fastest growing states in the whole country based on abusing that labor. They invited them over there to work to build their roads and all, and now you know that boom has ended. They want to deport them. You have rogue states. You have rogue states in this country that have abused these immigrants for their own power and their own self interest.
The police know that they have a lot of confusion. They have a lot of a mystery about exactly what's going to happen with their enforcement of that one simple provision of 1070. It's so big. It's so meaningful. But at the end of the day, it's very possible that 1070 may have just had its teeth completely removed. The question is, where does the federal government get the money? Do they get it from the states and then just send it back? I think that's one of the things that's hidden in this stuff. Is this costing us $250 million or $1 trillion? We load up our school systems with illegals, and the property taxes go up, and oops, someone loses a house because they can't pay the property tax because they get goosed up. The other thing is, if someone has a house in the United States and they can't track them back to where they came from, they're not going to pay the bill. They're just going to walk away, even though they should be paying the bill. Student loans also on default, where our students have to get it for a lifetime. Illegals can just walk away. And I'm curious whether they ever sign up for the draft, which is an interesting thing from the illegals.
Number two, the presidential race, and we'll talk about it next on The Countdown.
Hey, I'm Mark, and Visa Prepaid opened a new world for me. In my new world, I'm calling the shots with my money. I'm paying my bills online, fast. My money's where I need it. With Visa Prepaid, I'm shopping online and getting what I need. I'm working hard, playing hard, and being there for the people that need me. And that's a new world for me.
Go open a new world with Visa Prepaid. More people go with Visa.
Available at Walmart. The Walmart Money Card is issued by GE Money Bank, member FDIC. Reloadable Visa Prepaid card. Certain fees and conditions may apply.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, as combat wounded Purple Heart recipients, are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, itching for a birdie. I'm on the 10th green with Sam.
Hey.
And right now, he's sweating a tricky downhill putt from 9 feet out.
That's tricky because I'm all sticky and itchy.
That's why I'm giving Sam the powder with the power, Gold Bond Body Powder. The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Now, if I miss, it's all on me.
Relax. Gold Bond keeps you cool under pressure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks, Gold Bond. It's the worst.
Ready to get back into politics? Well, up to number two, and the countdown focuses now on the presidential race. From CBS, Charlie Rose talked to former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice about the rumor she's being considered as Mitt Romney's running mate.
Let me bring this back full circle to politics. We started at the retreat. Because of your speech, there has been some groundswell of enthusiasm about the possibility, because of your experience, because of your sense of resonance with America, that you might be the ideal running mate for Mitt Romney.
Charlie, I didn't run for student council president. I don't see myself in any way in elective office. I love policy. I'm not particularly fond of politics. Governor Romney's going to make a great choice for vice president. He's got terrific judgment.
But you're not saying you would turn him down.
Republicans.
You are not saying you would turn him down if he calls, are you?
I'm saying there is no way that I will do this because it's really not me. I know my strengths, and Governor Romney needs to find someone who wants to run with him. There are many people who will do it very, very well, and I'll support the ticket.
That's a no, or that's it's not going to happen.
That's it's not going to happen. And no.
Host Steve Gruber with Romney campaign advisor Barbara Comstock. They talk about the latest polls and how important the state of Virginia may be to this November's election.
Virginia is a big and important state for Governor Romney if he expects to become the 45th president of the United States. Virginia's close. It looks like in the latest polls, Barack Obama leading a bit. But in your Senate election, the Republican is leading by 3 or 4 points now. So it's going to be a pivotal election. Let's start with Virginia and how important Virginia is for the governor.
Oh, sure. It's very important. And actually, for the past 2 days, Governor Romney has been in Virginia. He started out on Tuesday down in Salem, had a huge crowd that turned out there. And then yesterday, up here in Northern Virginia in Loudoun County, we had a standing room only crowd of, I think, over 1,500, 1,700 people, and had to turn away about 1,000 people. So it was a very enthusiastic crowd, and the governor spoke about health care. And, you know, Virginia was the first state, you know, in our state legislature to reject this health care mandate and Obamacare, and, you know, forcing us to, you know, buy a product like this, because we in Virginia, you know, want to be able to, you know, make our own choices on that and advance our own reforms, because if this bill, this Unaffordable Care Act, just because whether it's constitutional or not, is not going to determine whether it's good policy.
No, it's still going to be around.
We already know it's bad policy, which the governor pointed out. So we do know it's bad policy. It's not supported by the people of Virginia. And because of our very diverse population, we have rural areas where you have situations where it's just hard to reach. And
all true, but here's the question, Barbara. And that's true in Michigan where we live as well, but here's the real question. Okay, The governor's been out there on the campaign trail talking about repeal and replace, because the fact of the matter is, make no mistake, health care and a national health care plan is now in America to stay in one form or another. Okay, repeal and replace with what is what we keep asking the folks on the Romney side of the campaign trail, which is you, of course. Replace with what?
Sure. Well, we'll start with, you know, first you're going to allow, you know, you don't want to have people with pre-existing conditions to be able to be kicked off their insurance. You want insurance that's going to be more portable, so you can buy it across state lines, have reforms so that people can buy their health care insurance and get a tax credit themselves instead of only their a business being able to get the tax credit. Right now, we discriminate against individuals and small businesses being able to buy insurance and taking the tax advantages of it. And then the buying across state lines so people can pool and make it more affordable. Because the reason people don't buy insurance is because, with all the other things they have to buy, the rising cost of insurance, which this Obamacare makes worse, makes it too expensive for them to be able to do it. So if we allow that, I mean, a lot of insurance companies have already said we will allow, you know, keep the kids on until 26 if that's what you need. And I expect, I know Congress, in looking at the reforms that they can quickly pass, which they will start the replace process, if, and they would include things like, you know, if you need to keep the kids on until 26, get rid of the pre-existing conditions, being able to buy across state lines. We can block grant Medicaid and other payments to states the way we did with welfare reform. So it really encourages states to do things that gets their populations insured in different ways, and then you get to benefit from the savings and, you know, pass that on to the consumers.
Here's host John Sylvester talking about a new Obama super PAC ad that'll be hard for Mitt Romney to overcome.
Here's the ad that is just devastating to Mitt Romney. Out of the blue, one day, we were told to build a 30-foot stage. Gathered the guys, and we built that 30-foot stage, not knowing what it was for. Just days later, all three shifts were told to assemble in the warehouse. A group of people walked out on that stage and told us that the plant is now closed and all of you are fired. I looked both ways. I looked at the crowd, and we all just lost our jobs. We don't have an income. Mitt Romney made over $100 million by shutting down our plant and devastated our lives. Turns out that when we built that stage, it was like building my own coffin, and it just made me sick.
Priorities USA Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
So they make this guy, they make these workers build a stage, and the stage was for the announcement that their jobs were being sent overseas. And Mitt Romney got really rich. That's a devastating ad. It's sick. It's sick. And you know, we go years in between presidential campaigns without talking about why the economy sucks. I mean, I truly believe the president made a fool of himself when he said the private sector is doing fine. It isn't. There's a reason it's not doing fine. So that's a damn powerful ad. So Republicans are starting to get nervous because Barack Obama's had a terrible month. And he's not really gaining any ground, but neither is Mitt Romney. And Mitt Romney's negatives are going way up. You know why? Ads like that one. And it's not just that ad. Listen to this one.
President Romney's first 100 days, creating thousands of new jobs for Virginians.
But would he? The Washington Post has just revealed that Romney's companies were pioneers in shipping U.S. jobs overseas, investing in firms that specialized in relocating jobs done by American workers to new facilities in low-wage countries like China and India. Does Virginia really want an outsourcer-in-chief in the White House?
Again, a very effective ad. But I have to tell you in all honesty, and Mitt Romney supports these same trade policies that Barack Obama, and even worse, but he probably wouldn't enforce some of the agreements and put tariffs on when companies cheat. But the bottom line is, I hate to say it, but people like Mitt Romney couldn't have done that without a change in the law. You know, those trade agreements were passed just so Mitt Romney could do what he did.
All right, the ruling from the Supreme Court on Obamacare, that's up next here. Number one this week on the countdown.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number one discussion item this week on the countdown and pretty much everywhere else, the ruling which was not expected, interestingly enough. Here's host Michelle McPhee with Congressman Bill Keating of Massachusetts. They talk about concerns he's got over what's actually in the bill that came out of the Supreme Court.
I will agree with you. I think we do need to come up with a plan to have affordable health care for everyone. However, there are some concerns about what is crammed into the 2,074 pages of this bill. And I think that there are some businesses out there that have some concerns about bureaucrats in Washington making decisions regarding very personal health care issues. So tell us a little bit about your reaction to this Supreme Court ruling today, and then I want to hear how we're going to grapple with some of the waste, fraud, and corruption that we talk about so much.
Well, what's interesting, Michelle, is I'm on the Small Business Committee, and even during my legislative days before DA, I was on the Commerce and Labor Committee and other committees, and, you know, I read somewhere recently that the cost, the escalation for small businesses for health care in the last 10 years gone up, it's incredibly, over 100% for most, and that's not sustainable. So what we had is a crossroads of, you know, the worst thing to do is just continue down that same road, and what happened in Massachusetts and before a federal bill, and what's happened, you know, in the Congress and in the Senate, as well as what's happening today with the Supreme Court, is the realization that we have a pathway to go. It's a pathway where there'll be insurance available for people. I mean, the reaction I had today is mostly geared at the people that we've been talking to, and that includes small businesses. You know, when we were voting on this early on about the repeal, the most frequent calls I had, you know, because I hadn't voted when I was here, were from small businesses. They had gone down the road of trying to seek tax credits and taking advantage of this, and they were wondering if that would be lost. And one of the problems, I think, with the uncertainty surrounding this issue and so many other business issues right now, is the fact that people weren't going to buy in if they didn't know the rules of the game. I think the Supreme Court decision will tell small businesses, all right, we know the rules of the game. You're going to see even increased investments. It's going to be able to actually control costs for small businesses better, but still keep quality. But the other things, the other things that we're hearing from our phones over the last year were, am I going to lose the coverage for, you know, people that are 26, even though in Massachusetts we have that.
Talk host Frank Beckman with Michigan Attorney General Bill Shute. He was one of the first to fight against the president's Affordable Health Care Act.
You were involved in the fight against it. You were convinced the Supreme Court was going to find it unconstitutional. And it turns out one of the conservative justices turned and went to the other side and said, no, this is a tax, and has allowed it to stand. There are some who fear that this represents a change in America now. The Constitution has basically been torn up. Congress has been given tyrannical powers now. What does Bill Shute say?
Well, you know, there's a strain of that argument that to which I agree. I'm very disappointed deeply by the Supreme Court ruling today. And in essence, what the Supreme Court has done is ratified the largest tax increase in American history and, unfortunately, dealt a major body blow to the Constitution itself. And you know, this personal liberties and rights under the Constitution really were the real core question presented to the court. And it went the other way, and I think it endangers personal liberties. I think it endangers the fundamental framework of the Constitution. And liberty was the loser today. And there, our remedy, I think our remedy is in November, where we can get a new president of the United States who's determined to repeal Obamacare. And that'd be Romney. So Romney's the remedy. I'm jumping our argument, but we need to solve this problem.
Well, but on the other hand, you had a judge, a Supreme Court justice, who was viewed to be a strong conservative, a strict constitutionalist. He was the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. He was appointed by a Republican president who voted to give the federal government almost unlimited powers over commerce in the United States and to compel American citizens to buy products that it deems necessary to be bought. If that justice who was appointed by a Republican and supposed to be a strict constructionist and a constitutionalist, constitutionalist can vote this way, then how can we be assured that Mitt Romney would give us somebody who wouldn't see things from a different light?
The Supreme Court upholding Obamacare, that really is the number one item this week, big time. Let's recap from number 10 down to number 1. Death of Nora Ephron is 10. Summer Olympics preview, number 9. Aftermath of the Sandusky trial is 8. Number 7, turmoil in the Middle East. Number 6, the wildfires in Colorado. Number 5, the Eurozone financial situation. Number 4, the vote to hold Eric Holder in contempt of Congress. Supreme Court ruling on Arizona's immigration laws 3. Presidential race is number 2. And the Obamacare issue, the Supreme Court saying, yes, it's okay. That's number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.